hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and a big announcement today. Program note, we are expanding. Now, and I don't mean waist, in the waist.
Wow.
Or weight. But by popular demand, we have been asked to expand the content of Scuba Radio.
That's happened before. They said, could you please talk a little bit more about scuba and a little less about Greg's travel itinerary?
No, that's not what they've said at all. They just want more of us and less commercials. So starting next week, Scuba Radio goes supersized. That's right. So you'll get more of us and maybe a little bit of less commercial content. And
we may need to triple our preparation time.
Probably. I mean, they're slave drivers at the network. You know, I mean, I work 4 hours a week, and they've just, expanded my workload tremendously. And, I already work myself to the bone as it is, as you can tell.
You look bony.
I mean, I have to constantly travel the world just to,
come up with something to talk about.
Keep my wits about me. Keep from getting the pressure just to be too much.
We wouldn't want the pressure to be too much.
So maybe I'll end up having to travel more now that I have to work more every Saturday from 3 to 5 Eastern Time. But starting next week, a new supersized version of Scuba Radio. But fear not. Same limited time frame for today. So
nice.
If your expectations are really low for today's show,
we will meet them.
Yes, we'll do our best. I got a lot of stuff to cover, too. A lot of people to talk to. I'm going to the Galapagos Friday. And
hold on. There's aren't this you little, flying into Quito?
Yeah,
there's in this Ecuador.
Little incident down there with some
with
kind
the
of
police went on strike and then protested and tried to capture the president of Ecuador.
Yeah, they gassed him. But it looks like my trip is on. But I got a few little tidbits to share with you today that might help you in your dive travels in the future. But first, let's head on over to Bimini. Because what better place is there to go than Bimini? There isn't one. There really is not a better place to go. So we're going to go there right now and check in with our buddy Brendel from Brendel's Dive Center there in the beautiful island of Bimini. Brendel, how are you doing, my friend?
Greg, we're in Great Abaco. Well, we're in Abaco, Green Turtle Key.
Did you forget where he was?
I did.
You forget where I was.
What the heck am I?
I believe it.
He's in Abaco.
What am I saying? Yeah.
You've been too long since you've been here.
Why did I say Bimini?
I don't know, but you said it a lot.
I meant the Bahamas.
So there's no place better than Bimini except for Green Turtle Key.
Now you're talking. That's more like it.
All right. I was thinking the Bahamas, but I said Bimini.
That's okay. We don't worry. It's okay. Some of us are dyslexic.
Yes. Well, I was at the AARP convention last night here in Orlando, and maybe it's a sign.
Did you catch Alzheimer's?
I'm thinking that stuff might be contagious.
Oh, God.
Did any of them rub on you?
All right. Well, I meant the Bahamas because it is better in the Bahamas, and especially at Green Turtle Key there with my buddy Brendel. He is an amazing person to hang out and dive with. And
I can't wait until the segments are longer. We should be able to get more mistakes per hour than ever.
Exactly. Well, what are you going to do? But, yeah, we're going to see each other in Vegas here in a few weeks for the DEMA show, I guess, right, Brendel?
That's right. That's right.
That's going to be a party in its own right. But
God, please. Please. My head's hurting already.
Yes. Are you giving your liver a rest right now, I hope?
I'm telling you, after the last trip, it was asking for a new home.
Yeah, exactly.
I want out.
Yes. Yes. It's just that's how it is. But over there in Green Turtle there, are you getting a lot of diving in? I mean, right now the conditions are really, really good over there, aren't they?
The seas are finally settling down. You know, we've had a few storms past east of us. We didn't have any problems with the hurricanes, but the seas, you know, gets running the same as the eastern seaboard of America. So we we've been diving, but not a whole lot right now because we just got over a couple of storms.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, it has been blowing the last couple of weeks, but in this time of year generally, the hurricanes have died down, and you still have the warm water from the summer. So traditionally, this is a really great time to be diving in your part of the world, isn't it?
It's a beautiful time of the year here. I actually love September, October. Yes, the water's still warm in the mid-80s, and, you know, there's a lot of life this time of the year. Still running around the rays, the turtles, you know, dolphins, whatever you were looking for. But it's also that time of the year where we start winding down here and cleaning up for, you know, things. Business is a little slow in the fall, especially October. I'm just right now with this the mostly raining gear, and I'm cleaning up the boat. I'm covered in paint and grease and grime right now because I'm making it look pretty for the next year.
There you go.
I like it when you talk dirty like this. one of the things about the slower time of the year, though, people can get some fantastic deals.
Yes. Right now we have got some wonderful deals for those people who want to start shopping. Right now, GoBahama.com website, there's a lot of wonderful deals there. And we also have now the free air, you know, one person travel for free, the companion way. If they go to Bahama Travel Network and that one, and Beth, they has all that information and can book them onto that. That is a great deal because one person actually get to fly for free.
Actually, it is an amazing thing. Actually, it's BahamasDiving.com, or if you call the new Dive Vacation Desk or ask for the Dive Vacation Desk at 1-800-866-DIVE. That'll put you in touch with Beth and the gang. They can hook you
exactly
up with that.
Exactly. That answers in Beth's office, yeah. Or if they want to do the website, just go to BahamaTravelNetwork.com.
There you go. Absolutely.
And there are some wonderful deals going on right now. I tell you, this is the time of the year to book it. And, you know, like I said, it's a buyer's market. So get in there and start buying your packages for the Bahamas and Abaco, especially Green Turtle Key. We've got a lot of great stuff going on. And we're still hanging in there doing the best.
Yeah, well, you know, and that is, it's unfortunate that things do slow down at this time of the year for the Bahamas, and, you know, it's the same for the Keys and along the coast of Florida, too, but September, October,
it's such a beautiful time of the year.
It is.
That's the thing. It's a beautiful time of the year.
I don't know what it is. I guess it's people get scared off because of hurricane season, or they're going back to, you know, the kids are going back to school, and they get out of...
They're going back to school. People are saving up for Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year. You know, those special holidays, and that's the reason. I think it's the reason things mellowed down. I don't think it has anything to do with the weather at all. I think mainly because kids are getting back into school, or people are saving up for the holidays, you know, like Thanksgiving. They got Christmas, New Year's, and all that coming on when they start traveling again.
Yeah, well, you may very well may be right, but the weather is so nice at this time of year because it's still warm. The water, you know, for a warm water wuss like myself, and I'm guessing we are kindred spirits in that regard, aren't we, Brendel?
Yeah, sure, I tell you that, man. I like to bundle up.
Yes, that's right. I mean,
I don't want to get wet.
Exactly. It's cold. We're coming into winter time for us warm water wusses. But it's still warm enough right now, and pretty much through October.
Yeah, I mean, I'm diving with T-shirt. You know, that's it.
Yeah, you got to love it. You got to wait, just a T-shirt, really?
Well,
you know, Brendel's a wild one. But he is fun. Now, if people come dive with you, Brenda.
I just like to have fun.
Yeah, well, you do. Absolutely. Now, if people come dive with you, Brenda, are you still serving up your special conch salad there at the surface interval on request?
Yes, sir. We're still doing conch salad with nice fruits on the boat, you know, during your surface interval. There's always some snack on board and, you know, soft drinks, you know, and so on. And then after the dive, on our way home, we do give you a little rum punch, a touch of the Bahama, you know, Goombay smash. And it's a great thing, man. It's all good.
Rum punch is what you said. You said rum punch. I thought you said rump roast.
Well, Goombay smash.
Goombay smash, yeah. You know, it's good for your tan. Look, I mean, that's how I got mine.
You get that island tan. That's all you have to do is drink some Goombay smash, evidently. Is
that's
that
it, man. Goombay smash and great diving. You can't beat it. I tell you, that's how it comes.
I love it. I love it. Well, I want to be just like you because you are the man when it comes to diving in the Bahamas. And, man, we're going to have a great time in Vegas there next month.
I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to that, Greg. Looking forward to seeing you there. And the rest of the gang, say hi for me to the team. And the show is going well. I got good reports. I hear you guys are doing really good with the show, so this is a great thing, man. Keep it up.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Brendel. And, we couldn't do it without your folks like you. That may just make it too easy. But we'll come over there and see you soon. But bare minimum, we'll put down on red or black or something there in Vegas and make some money and drink some Goombay. Bring some conch salad with you to Vegas, okay?
I'll tell you what, I wish I could do that, but it won't be fresh.
Oh, that's true.
Well, I like my conch fresh.
All right, let's just stick to the Goombay smash. Well, it doesn't have to be that fresh.
Okay.
I'll bring the rum. You bring all the other special
ingredients. I'll see what I can do. If I can bring a couple of conch in, and then we'll make up something in the room while we drink some Goombay.
Oh, nice. I love it. All right, Brendel.com. Go there, check him out. And Brendel, take care, my friend.
Yes, sir, man. You too. Thanks very much, and good to hear from you. And for those of you who are listening in Radio Land, please do it. GoBahamas.com or Bahama Travel Network, BrendelsDiveStop.com. Just go check it all out and make some bookings. We've got great deals going right now. Don't miss them.
You got it. All right, Brendel, take care, buddy.
All right, man. You take care. Thanks very much.
All right, yeah, Brendel Stevens. He is, you know, the guy is truly amazing. And you really haven't dived the Bahamas until you've been out with Brendel, because he knows the reefs like the back of his hand. He knows the critters. He makes a conch salad that literally makes those disgusting-looking conchs taste like lobster from fresh from Maine or so. I mean, they're tender pieces of, oh, my gosh, my mouth is watering. It really is. It's scary. But Brendel is just so much fun to hang out with. He really entertains his people well on the boat when you're diving with him. And then in the evening, you know, you get a Goombay smash or two, and he'll join you for some dancing and music and stuff and show you the island there, Green Turtle Key, which is just an awesome, awesome place. So once again, Brendel.com is his website, or you can go to BahamasDiving.com for some of those specials, or call up the new 800 number, 800-866-DIVE. Just make sure you ask for the Dive Vacation Desk. That's a brand new number they have for booking trips there in the Bahamas. 1-800-866-DIVE, but you must ask for the Dive Vacation Desk to get to all the special dive packages and actually talk to a dive professional who's familiar with the diving and can steer you in the right direction, whether it's Green Turtle Key or going over to Nassau and doing some of the Bond wrecks or doing a little island hop through the Bahamas. Whatever you want, they got it right there, 1-800-866-DIVE. All right, more coming up. I got some interesting little travel tidbits to share with you next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Yes, Naked Scuba Boy, that may be what I have to do when I go to the Galapagos, because there are some weight restriction issues that are making me think that the only way I'm going to stay...
Do you weigh too much if you have clothes on? Is that what you're suggesting?
I can't pack everything. I mean, you got 44 pounds, and that's it. You get one, 44 pounds on the flight from Quito to the Galapagos, and like 18 pounds for a carry-on. So I'm thinking, all right, Speedos and dive gear. What else you need? What are you laughing at?
I dress heavily.
That's what you wear to the studio.
I dress in layers.
Yeah, maybe. All right, so I actually have an interesting little story for to share with everyone today about my trip to the Galapagos, which I leave this Friday. And it involves this little political coup.
It's not a political coup. It's a police action.
Demonstration.
Those always go well.
Like Vietnam.
Yes.
The gassing of the president there in Ecuador. We'll get into that in just a bit. But you hear another voice here on Scuba Radio. That is Swabby Bob. And he is in on a newfangled magic box.
Yes. The genie is out of the box.
And we're testing out some new gear today so we can actually take Scuba Radio on the road.
My mother always told me not to trust men who have strange magic boxes.
Yes. So, Swabby Bob.
The strangest of them all.
He is at an undisclosed location, locked up someplace. But he is literally there with a microphone and this little thing and connected to the...
And look, there's Dick Cheney. Would you like to talk to Dick Cheney?
Is he online, too?
Actually, he's in the undisclosed location with
me. Okay. So he's in a spider hole, and but he has internet access, and that's all he needs. And now
he's at an internet cafe in Kabul.
Is that what it is?
That's right. That's,
okay.
Yes.
He sounds pretty good, though. This is pretty amazing technology. This is the first time we've tried this out live on Scuba Radio.
Are the pictures coming through fine, Bill? Can you see me fine?
If he get off the website,
right, let me wave. You see me waving now? I'm here.
Bob, don't wave that. Really, use your hands this time.
Okay. You can see me because you know what I was waving.
Oh dear,
my hat. I was waving my hat.
Oh, okay.
What, Bill?
Right. Nothing.
Exactly.
Bill.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh man.
Well, you know, I think it's safe to say this technology works. It's pretty cool. I mean, this could give us a little bit more flexibility.
And we know how flexible you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, working with all these mermaids, trust me.
Everybody, touch your toes.
Wow. Wait a minute.
I know, touch your own toes.
Touch
your own toes.
Oh, man. Sorry. All right. Well, Bob, thanks for checking in. I think the gear works. We're going to have to take this on the road. Our first test was a success.
For people that can't tell, he's connected to us. Over the internet. I mean, we don't need to have the phone line connections that have always been a burden for us because so little of the world has telephones.
Yes.
And there's the cheapness factor.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, but the fact that this gear costs millions of dollars. But because we've been so successful here on Scuba Radio over the last 13 years, we've finally been able to afford latest and greatest technology to allow us to do things like this. Now, what to do with it? Basically, it means we could basically come to your house and broadcast from you.
As long as you have internet connection, yes.
Yeah.
And a hot tub.
And a hot tub, pool, hors d'oeuvres.
And it wouldn't hurt if you had a cute daughter.
Bill.
What?
Bill.
That wasn't really appropriate.
Bill, you have two daughters.
Oh,
would you invite Greg to your house?
No.
Yeah, see?
Greg, have you ever been to my house?
Nope.
We've been working together for how many years? He has never once been to my house, and it's not going to change soon.
2 hours too many to every week has been enough for both of us. But, all right, well, Bob, thanks for checking in. I think it works, and you are an engineering genius.
Thank you, sir.
All right, we'll
talk with you later.
We'll let him go back to his...
you know what I like most about Bob as an engineer is that he...
Put that down. Dick. Mr. Cheney. Really? Put that down.
He's grabbing his striped hat.
Yes.
He's evidently got that engineer cap.
Okay.
I think it's nice.
Yeah, but take him off there so he can go back surfing the web what he usually does.
Right.
You and him.
Bye, Bob.
This takes up his connection, I think. His bandwidth. It takes up all his bandwidth, and we know what he needs it for. Just what we need it for, right, Bill?
Well, yes and no.
Buying hats. That's when we surf the web.
I'm looking up bands.
Scuba Radio. Scuba. Scuba Radio. Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history. Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atosha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. As I said, I leave for the Galapagos on Friday. And maybe you've heard of this little news story about Ecuador having some issues down there with the local police, shutting down the airport, gassing the president, locking him in a hospital room or something. I don't know what's going on, but it made the news. And it wasn't a coup, I guess.
They weren't trying to take over. They were trying to get... And here's the... I don't know how much you read into this. The stupid part is they're afraid their pay is going to get cut.
They're afraid. Let's shut her down.
They haven't cut their pay, but they think that a new rule which is going into effect will allow their pay to get cut.
Right.
But it hasn't been cut. All of this nonsense because they're afraid that their pay might get cut.
Right. But the long and short of it is it created some problems for the airport for like a day.
Yes.
And I got my email went nuts because people knew that I was going to the Galapagos.
Right.
And said, Greg, I heard
and
you talking about it, bragging that you're going to the Galapagos. Well, guess what? You may not be going. They have some problems down there. You better check on it. but the good news is it's not an issue. It's been resolved, and I've gotten a green light to go. I'm all set. But I did find out some interesting things about travel insurance, which I want to share with everyone because I've been traveling a lot to some pretty cool places. Galapagos will just be another notch on the bedpost, so to speak.
Wow, feather in the cap could have worked.
Okay, I'll go with that one. But I'm getting more and more savvy on how to travel to these places with weight restrictions, and in this case, I figured, well, okay, all right, they're having a problem down there. Maybe I need to double check and see if I have travel insurance that'll cover my trip because it's a substantial airline ticket. It's a substantial cost for the live aboard adventure.
I don't know why you're upset about that.
Oh, I'm not upset. I'm just saying you need to prepare yourself.
Scuba Radio pays for it. Scuba Radio pays for it. It's all this cushy job. The boss will cut the check. Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I don't have to tell you folks about scuba diving. So that'll save some time.
I love all the fishies, all the sharkies too. When I see one come towards me, I swim like you. I love all the friends down there, hey, don't you know? There's a friend of mine, the very popular Jacques Cousteau.
Yeah.
Yes, you could dive with me. I'm going on the Humboldt Explorer here in just over a week. Got a fly into Ecuador, had some issues with the government down there last week, but it's all been cleared up. It's all good. I'm going. My trip is fine. But when I heard last week...
just to clarify, you didn't have any problems. There were problems, and if you had been traveling, say, Friday...
Yeah, like the flights were delayed or canceled for a day or something.
Correct.
Because they shut down the airport.
Yes.
And you know, obviously that can create problems, especially if you're on a tight schedule like I would be if I was flying in and had to get on a boat the next day. But I was lucky. I've missed it by a week. However... You know, when this happened, when I started getting the emails from listeners saying, Greg, we know, you know you're going to the Galapagos. Have you seen this news? Here's the link, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, man, this could be a problem. This could create an issue. I got on the horn with the travel insurance company that I deal with. And I said, you know, I think I didn't, I had not booked my travel insurance with my airline ticket on this particular trip yet. I usually buy my airline ticket and then I'll pick it up if I think it's necessary for the type of traveling I do. And a lot of times I don't get it. I don't need it because, you know, I'm not really afraid of hurricanes and things like that, which travel insurance will cover, which, you know, for me being in Florida, I can make a change quick enough. If you're coming from the Midwest and you're flying into the Caribbean and there's a hurricane or some weather system that's creating a problem, well, yeah, travel insurance may make sense for you. But I always take it on a case-by-case basis. So I call them up and I say, hey, there's an issue down there in Ecuador. I got this trip coming up. Can I still get my insurance? He said, sure. So, and I'm like, all right, good. So I pick it up. It's like $50 to cover my airline ticket.
Nice. Of like, I mean, and that's it's a reasonable amount.
Yeah, it's like a right, little peace of mind just in case there's a change or, you know, baggage becomes a problem or I get delayed at the airport or whatever the case may be.
Or armed gunmen are holding the
airport hostage. Right. Yeah. And so I call them and I get on the phone about this and I buy the policy and I get it via email and I look at the exclusions and it says exclusions for coverage, political unrest, travel bulletins. And I'm like, wait a minute, that's what this is. Hello. It could be a problem if they, you know, if they're saying the airport has been shut down because, you know, this group has having a protest or something, and then all of a sudden my policy says it doesn't cover. It covers hurricanes, but it doesn't cover political unrest. And I was like, what is up with that? I call them up, and they say, oh, well, yeah, I guess that wouldn't be covered. Why did you sell it to me?
Oh, because they want to take your money.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, so I canceled it. And I called the airline and I told them and they said, oh yeah, we'll get you out there or we'll credit you. So there's a little food for thought if you find yourself in that kind of situation.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
If you ask a dive guide to show you a seahorse and they reply with, what color? Well, chances are you're diving in Dominica. No crowds, just superb diving and untouched reefs. The way it should be. Within minutes from shore, walls plunge over 500 meters and pinnacles rise up from the depths. Seahorses, frogfish, flying gannards, even whales can be seen year-round in Dominica. And the topside attractions will blow your mind. Go to discoverdominica.com for more info. That's discoverdominica.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 129. If life gives you lemon sharks...
Welcome, brother Sharkbait.
Sharkbait, ooh-ha-ha.
You just might make your own lemonade. What? What the hell does that mean? Who writes this crap? Tina? Get my agent on the phone. Hello, Saul. These clowns from Scuba Radio are trying to make me look like a fool. They what? I do. How much? Okay, well, have a good weekend, Saul. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What's on your mind today, Nick?
Drugs, actually.
Are you looking for some?
No, but I thought it might be a good idea to talk about diving while on medication. As the diving population matures, more and more of us are having to integrate health issues, like taking medications, into our lives, and so we at Dan are getting more and more questions about it every year.
What kind of medications are we talking about?
Well, they're all different kinds. Certainly more than we can discuss in the parameters of a safety tip, but there are a few things that you should keep in mind no matter what medications you're taking.
Like what?
Like, it's important to remember that the first thing to consider is not necessarily the medication itself, but the why you're taking it. Do you have a medical condition whose symptoms might preclude you from safe diving? If so, that needs to be the first point of discussion, not just how the medication might interact with pressure and depth.
And if your condition can be managed with medication?
Know that medication inside and out. Most medications have side effects of varying severity, but if any side effect has the potential to affect dive safety, a diver needs not only to be aware of it, but be ready to adapt to it.
Give us an example.
Okay. There are some drugs out there whose side effects mirror signs and symptoms of decompression sickness, such as fatigue, dizziness, nausea, numbness, and tingling. So a diver is going to have to be extra aware to have some idea of whether the symptoms are present because of the medication or the dive. Take an extra minute both before and after a dive to make a note of exactly how you feel.
Isn't it true that some medications are affected by the pressure and depth?
Yes, and when they do, it can create an effect like nitrogen narcosis, which, as we know, reduces a diver's judgment and the ability to make sound decisions.
Are there any others?
Sure. Some medications affect electrolytes and fluid levels, which can directly affect a diver's hydration. Some have muscle weakness as a side effect.
This is starting to sound like one of those medication commercials, you know, the ones that list so many potential problems, you wonder if it's even worth trying to cure the disease in the first place.
I know. It can really seem daunting. But the bottom line is that the medication is intended to help. But since each also comes with a particular set of considerations, it's important to know your medication well so you know what's expected and what's not.
So how can a diver safely integrate medication into his diving?
First and foremost, get your doctor involved. Have open and honest discussions with him or her on what kinds of diving you'll be doing and discuss what possible reactions there might be with your medication. Be sure to have follow-up discussions as well. Let your doctor know how your dive went, how you're feeling, and anything that you experienced. The more information your doctor has, the better.
What if your doctor's not familiar with how diving might affect medication?
Give Dan's medical information line a call. Our medics have lots of information on common medications amongst divers, and if they don't have all the answers, they'll find you a medical professional in your area that will be familiar with diving.
Can the doctor call directly?
Absolutely. We're a resource for medical professionals, just like we are for divers.
Besides getting your doctor involved, is there anything else a medicated diver can do to increase safety?
We recommend taking the medication for a while and definitely well in advance of any diving you plan to do. You need to give yourself time to let your body adjust to the medication. And if you experience any side effects, you want that to happen on land, not underwater. Starting a medication well before your dive also gives you the chance to establish a baseline of how you feel on that med at the surface before you start adding in depth and pressure factors.
And when you do start diving?
Take it slow, really slow. Start with conservative dive profiles and make sure you're diving with a buddy that knows you're diving on medication so they can keep an eye out for any side effects that might impair your safety. Stay aware of how you're feeling and record everything after a dive.
Now, what about divers who aren't on medication every day, but may use them as part of their diving?
You mean like anti-nausea medications or decongestants?
Yeah, not that divers actually do that.
Yeah, just like they don't have a beer after a dive either.
Who does that?
Certainly no one I know. But if a diver does opt to take an over-the-counter medication, say to combat seasickness or relieve congestion, the general rules do not change. Make sure you've got a medical professional guiding you. Be aware of the risks, including the fact that medications can wear off underwater, and start taking the medication well ahead of the dive.
So you don't recommend self-medicating on the fly?
Never. When you're diving on medication, caution is the word of the day. Modern medicine is offering so many people opportunities they wouldn't otherwise have had even a few years ago. But in terms of how some of the medications interact with diving, it's still fairly uncharted territory. So definitely exercise some caution and stay on the conservative side.
Medicine is meant to help keep us going, but it's important to remember that it's something we need to get to know. If you're a diver taking medication, play it smart. Talk to your doctor, establish a surface baseline, and take it easy as you work your way back into the water. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, so I got some other travel stuff to share with you, and hopefully you can learn from my experiences or mistakes. Now, I just told you about the travel insurance thing with Galapagos. You can take that for what it's worth, but you know the bottom line is they don't protect you for political issues. So you really got to watch those exclusions.
Well, and you know the thing is that Ecuador's been a reasonably peaceful place. This is really out of character.
Yeah, but
with the Ecuadorians, it's so damn hot, they don't have time for unrest.
Well, exactly, but the policy doesn't just apply to Ecuador, it applies to everybody.
Well, I mean, it'd be one thing if you're going to a country where it is prone to political unrest.
Right.
You know, Serbia, Montenegro.
But the policy does not, it doesn't even do that. It just says anything. If there's been a travel bulletin or there's any political unrest and things change or whatever, sorry, we won't pay your policy.
What I'm saying is if you were planning to go to England, you wouldn't worry about political unrest. You'd worry about, you know, maybe your health
right.
or weather conditions that might, or that freaking volcano.
Here's the kicker. If it's terrorism, it's covered.
Terrorism.
So if
it's probably time for me to tell you this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Huge practical joke I was playing on you.
You were
I got
the guy.
All these guys to sign off on this practical joke. Yeah, they're going to arrest you when you get down there, too.
You were Carlos. You were Carlos, the guy on the phone from the insurance agency.
It's me.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
I got pumped.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
exciting?
It is. It's fun.
You know what? I think I'm going to skip the scuba diving.
Oh, but no, no, you called 8 hotels. They all said that this time is the best.
I know, but you know how I am about boats, and I'm feeling a little queasy. And...
oh, no, your stomach's acting funny.
It's okay now, but I think it might, you know how it gets, you know? So why don't you go?
We're on a honeymoon. I'm not going to go without you.
No, you've been wanting to try this. I want you to go, okay?
No.
So it'll be fun. I'll pick you up like at 4 o'clock, all right?
I love you.
Yes, we are going diving. We're going down. Me and CJ just walked. CJ just walked in the studio, and
yeah,
we're going
thanks.
Down to the Keys.
CJ walks right in. You said, "Hey, let's go diving."
Okay,
I'm here every minute of 12 years on the radio. You never say, "Let's go diving."
Hey, wait a minute. I think Bill was invited, wasn't he?
No.
Okay, sorry, Bill. I just assumed you would.
That would never happen. Not in the real world.
Well, since you guys are sharing a bed, maybe there's never been a time when the bed sharing.
Hypothetically, I invited him.
On paper. Why wouldn't you invite Bill? What's wrong with Bill?
No, well, what's wrong with Bill? It's a two-hour show, unfortunately.
We ain't got that kind of time.
That's right. But no, we are going diving right after the show today, and we don't have to fly. We don't got to worry about any of those problems with travel insurance or anything. This is a quick little trip from
all you have to
Orlando.
Worry about is the Florida Turnpike. Nothing to worry about.
Never. That's an easy ride. From here in Orlando, we can be down to the dive sites in 5 hours, maybe 5.5.
Well, it depends on where you're going. You could be to some fine dive sites in 65 minutes.
We catch a tailwind just right.
That's right. Well, we're going down to there at the top of the Keys. Or actually, now towards the middle Keys, we're going to go down and do some diving.
Somewhere.
And tomorrow.
Is he in charge of the navigation?
Greg,
I am.
Thank God you have
driving.
A GPS.
I have a GPS. you will be here at this point in time, and that's all I need to know.
In 300 yards, turn right.
Yeah.
Little more right. Mr. Holt, more right.
Other right, Greg.
She keeps telling me where to go, and I ask her, what's your name, by the way? And she never answers.
That's not important.
None of your beeswax.
Yeah.
That's not important.
Yeah, but
Mr.
we
got
to actually try out some new gear. Armor Bags, if you go to armorbags.com, has developed a new
dive bags
that we're going to give a workout here for Florida the spiny lobster season. I'll show you this on the web. Armorbags.com, you can check it out. Looks pretty cool. And I got one to test out. CJ has one. And all that's left is filling them up with lobster.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. All right. Hour two of Scuba Radio's on deck. More people to talk to, more dive places to visit and to share with you coming up in hour two. Stay close.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.